Hi, you reached the second hotline of I knew you were going to call. I know you're not going to leave a message. I know you're just going to wait for me to totally see your number come up on my screen. So, great. I know you're going to have a good day. I would tell you to have one, but you're going to. Yeah. Your second's pretty cool, I'll tell you what.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Psychic, huh? Well, why don't you tell me who's going to win the fucking Super Bowl? Then maybe I'll start gambling again. But I've been trying to get a hold of you to record a new episode. You've been cutting in and out. I just lost you. I know you're driving on like an icy road out there near Buffalo. You're in your truck. I'm a little worried something bad may have happened. Maybe you slid off a road and you might be dead. But if not, you know, I hope you get this message. I really do. Because if not, it might be bad news. If something did happen to you, I am looking forward to the Kevin Durant Seattle Sonics t-shirt that you promised me in your will. But I really hope that's not the case, because I want to record this show. So I am looking forward to hearing from you, or a member of your family. And let's get this thing on the road. Or off the road, like your truck maybe went off the road. Oh, geez. I hope you're okay, buddy. I really do. Call me back. Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. I'm trying to get a hold of the man who needs no introduction to do this show. I'm a little worried. He's out on the road in Buffalo. He's a truck driver. He's also a singer, songwriter, used to be a comedian. Also used to be my personal loan shark. But now he's a truck driver, and it's bad weather out there, and I was talking to him on the phone. I just totally lost him. So I'm hoping to hear from him so we get the show started, because I got a lot to say about the Buffalo Bulls men's basketball team and how they got absolutely robbed in their game versus Northern Illinois. What a disgrace. I got so much to say about it. A lot of you guys don't know, probably new to the show, but there's a character on the show, the Envelope Man. And he sent me $50, and we put it on Buffalo to win the national championship in college basketball at 60-1. Now, I quit gambling, so I made Buffalo my favorite team so I could just sweat my buddy's ticket. And he's kind of like bad cop on the team. He gets pretty mad when they lose. And I'm kind of like, well, keep your head up, because it's just a regular season loss. They could still win the title. No big deal. So I'm hoping eventually get another message from the Envelope Man, because last time he left one, he was all pissed off. And now, that was the Envelope Man, and now the man who needs no introduction giving me a call right now. Let's pipe him right into the show. Everything okay, buddy?
Dude, all right. Do you understand how cell phones work? Do you understand that there's a satellite in the air and you're trapped? I don't mean to sound like a fucking dick, man, but every time my phone cuts out, I hate calling people, because every time, especially my fucking mom and my dad, when I talk to them and my phone cuts out, they automatically assume I'm in a ditch dead somewhere with a fucking steering wheel wrapped around my cock. I mean, Benny, every time the satellites, fucking, I'm a moving target and I'm going to fall out. So I got everybody fucking telling me, oh, I thought you were in a wreck. Now I got you, that two thinking, oh, I have the fucking phone cuts out, that I'm in a wreck. Jesus Christ. Anyway, and all you're fucking worried about is your goddamn Durant shirt. I don't even know what fucking Durant is, and you're worried about fucking Durant shirt. Not that I'm dead. Oh, Jesus, Benny, I'm driving. God. Dude, it's fucking 5:30 in the morning, and fuck, I get calls like that from you? I think you're in a wreck. Oh, God.
I'm worried about you, man. I'm worried. If without you, there's no show. Without you, there's no show. Come on.
Oh, I forgot it's about the show. You're right. So I have to drive safe so we have the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't lose the show. The show is my precious cargo.
I died in a horrible truck accident, so I started a podcast.
Oh, ho-ho, from the dead. From the dead. The Walking Dead.
This is a call from the dead.
Wow.
Fucking zombies. Hey, do you know what a vegetarian zombie eats?
No.
Grains. Grains. Oh, sorry. Fuck. Dude.
Are you done?
Hey, man.
Are you done?
I'm done.
You're done. Man, you came out on fire. Guys, for those of you that are not aware, this is the man who needs no introduction. I spoke about him briefly. I'm glad to know he's okay. He didn't get into an accident. You know, everybody tells me, Benny, you don't have any feelings. All you do is, like, create the most outrageous scenario possible in your head, and then you just go right there. You don't have any feelings. And I guess that's what happened. Like, when you don't answer, all of a sudden in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, there is a deer in the road. And, you know, it's snowing, and he's in a truck.
A deer in the road? A deer in the road has nothing to do with me in a truck. I'll fucking smash it into nothing.
Oh, no.
A deer in the road. It's the other asshole worry work drivers out there that fucking are going to get me. Oh.
Oh, no. We're going to get letters from PETA. We're going to get letters. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
We're going to get letters from PETA. No.
Oh, fucking PETA. You know what tastes good on a PETA? Animal meat. Oh, Jesus, Benny. You gotta stop worrying. Dude, you go to the worst.
That's a worst. No, wait a second. No, come on. Hold on. Let it sit. Let it sit. That's a great joke. What goes great on a pita? Animal meat? Oh, my goodness. Please do that when you come out here. Please just say that. I don't care who you stole it from. That's fantastic. This Buffalo Bulls team, you know a little bit about them, right? I tell you
about.
They lost. They lost their last game. They lost last Tuesday night. They freaking lost.
Well, isn't it statistically impossible for a team to win every game?
I mean, it's hard to win every game, and I understand that. But the people that have their money invested, like the envelope man, who, by the way, I've been trying to get to leave a message, and he's giving me trouble because he's all pissed off because he wants Buffalo to win every game by 50 points. He's a psychotic, degenerate gambler. I get it. But hopefully I'll get a message from him. But they lost. They lost 77-75. That's only 2 points. That means, you know what that means?
I don't.
It means it was a close game. It means it was a close game. So they lose by 2 points.
That.
And I'm okay with it. They tried hard. They did their best. That's all that matters in my book. I love these kids. But I don't like to make excuses. But the refereeing. The referees in that game, Buffalo, Northern Illinois, I watched the game, watched every second of the game on ESPN Plus, which, by the way, I'm paying $4.99. Could you at least put Buffalo's ranking in the corner? Can you at least, like, give me a possession arrow? I'm paying $4.99 a month. Jesus Christ. But anyway, so I watched the game, and these officials, they're terrible. And you know what I did? Do you know how bad these officials were? You know what they say, how you know an official was bad in a game? Do you know what they say?
No, I don't.
When you know the names of the official, that means they did a bad job. And I tell you what, Deldre Carr, I tell you what, John Campbell, and I tell you what, Eric Curry, you are a goddamn disgrace on the basketball court, okay? I'm not saying you cost Buffalo the game. I'm not making excuses because you were atrocious both ways. But you called 50 fouls in one game. 50 fouls. Everybody was shooting free throws 10 minutes in. Buffalo's running gun. They got to get it moving. You slowed down Buffalo. You cost Buffalo the game. I'm pissed off, man, because they were screwed. And they lose to Northern Illinois, who, by the way, guess how many people were at the game? Oh, well, it was a big, huge crowd. Guess how many people showed up?
As many people as that were in your stand-up last night. 25.
Oh, good point. 25? I tell you what, I'm glad you brought that up. I did stand-up last night at Rebar here in Vegas. I love that place. It's a great place. It's like a great chill spot. But it's outside, and it's 40 degrees tonight. And I was late on the list, and there wasn't many people left. But I went up there, and I kind of winged it a little bit. I kind of went a little different style, and it was fun. I like Rebar. Guys, if you're in Vegas, check out all the free comedy shows. Please, it's all free. It's entertainment. Just go do it. So do you want to guess how many people... Do me a favor. Guess how many people were in attendance last night when Buffalo played Northern Illinois.
Was it Northern Indiana or Northern Illinois?
Northern Illinois. No S. Don't pronounce the S. Come on.
I'm pretty sure you said Indiana. I don't know. Anyhow, how many people? There was I mean, come on, it's a college cap, 300.
Wow. See, I was hoping you'd guess really high, and then I'd hit you with this number, but instead you guess really low, and now this number's going to sound huge. But it's okay. We work things out on air. It's not a big deal. 1,284 people were in attendance last night.
Is that a lot?
No.
I don't know.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot at all. But you made it sound like it's a lot because you guessed 300. But it's okay. We'll work it out.
You tell me to guess a number that you're not happy with my number?
No, it was a great number. I was just hoping you'd guess really high so my number would shock you a little bit. But
I don't know what high is for a college game. You got to get a kind of those sports on this thing. Then he would have gone like 1,200. And then you'd be pissed off at him because there was 1,200.
No. See, I just thought this has nothing to do with sports. I thought you were that game. Were you the Price is Right?
Yeah.
That was your show. Are you a Price is Right? If you had to rank top five game shows of all time, off the top of your head. We're doing a lot of lists on this show. Top five game shows of all time. Could you do it? Top of your head?
I could.
Okay. Are we going to go 5-1? Because remember, last week there was some confusion.
There was confusion with me. I understand. Sorry. I got other things on my mind sometimes. Okay. Top five, Barry. Let's think.
Who's Barry? Who's Barry?
That's the guy. That's who I'm trying to think who hosts the show.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Anyway.
Barry Markendale or something like that. Okay. Anyhow. Pressure Luck. Concentration. Family Feud. The Price is Right. And Make Me Laugh. Thank you very much.
That's the official list.
That's my official list.
You went very fast on that list. I'm not sure. See, last week we went slow on the list, so I'm a little worried that the viewers weren't expecting you to go so fast, and you may have rushed the list. So, you know, I
can't
hate,
do anything right for you today, Benny.
It's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the listeners.
Megalomania.
The listeners.
Statistic.
So number one was Make Me Laugh, okay, that's fine. But number two is The Price is Right, huh?
Yes, The Price is Right.
I have an issue with The Price is Right.
Okay, I'm sure you do.
The $1 bidder.
Oh, fuck that $1 bidder.
It's bullshit. Can't they just change the rule? Can't they change the rule? It's bullshit. The $1 bidder.
You know what I agree. The $1 is bullshit. And also the guy or girl that bids $1 under the other, the poor chump that went in front of him.
Exactly what I meant to be talking about. Not the $1 bidder. I love the $1 bidder. That's what I meant. The guys, the $1 bidder, that takes balls. Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about the cowards that bid a dollar.
300 people were in attendance. Sorry. I can't do anything right for you. The $1 bidder is good. The $1 under chump fucker is a fucker. Fucker.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I misspoke. But anyway, comedy's tough, man. 23rd. I was 23rd tonight on a list of 26 people. It's tough, but it was fun.
Wow. You know, when I used to be in a band, I can relate, because I used to be in a band, we used to have to sit through fucking shitty bands to go on. But unfortunately, if you work hard at it, you know, you have to sit through the shitty bands, and then the people that are left are there for you. But you're telling me the people that were left for you were number 24, 25, and 26?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. The thing with me is, like, the only thing on my resume, now, you know, stick with me on this. The only thing on my resume so far in comedy is that I once came in second place at a comedy competition where first place, the guy won $1,000. Second place paid nothing. Yeah.
The second place paid nothing?
Paid nothing, yeah. So second place, guy won $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, now, the thing is that the crazy part about the whole thing is that I just recently found out that on the guy that won on the car ride home died in a car accident.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, talk about unfortunate timing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if he died on the way to the show, I would have won that contest.
You're fucking terrible. Enjoy hell, Benny Leg. Oh. Enjoy hell. God.
That was Benny. Dark. That was a little dark. I'm not...
Dark?
Yeah.
That was a fucking light out.
Oh, man. Anyway.
And Neil.
Oh, I by the way, I failed to mention, there's only two people in the contest.
Well, I kind of assumed that. I won't lie to you.
Yeah. You've heard my act.
I like the bit.
The thing is, like, I've been doing this comedy thing for a year, and there's two things holding me back.
And they are.
There you go. I was wondering if you wanted to, you might have just not wanted to know, and I would have changed the subject completely.
Hey, I never know when to talk with you. I never know if you're asking a question you want me to talk. I need prompts with you.
The first thing holding me back in comedy is I'm still, after doing it a year, I am still completely fucking terrified of that mic stand. I get up there and I just got no fucking clue what I'm doing with it. I'm terrified. And the second thing that is really holding me back is my social anxiety, my fucking complete social anxiety. And I don't know, I can't talk to people out in public. But
so you can't talk to people in public, but you can get up in front of them and speak to them.
I don't know. I find it hard to talk to people one on one. It's social anxiety. I socially have a hard time meeting and talking to new people. But the thing is, I'm not too worried about it because eventually I'm gonna figure out how to use that mic stand. So this. So what's new with you? What's new with you on the road, out there, traveling? It's snowy, shitty weather back east. It's freezing cold. 4:30 in the morning. What is new with you?
Well, you know, the weather is a factor when it comes to driving. It's an amazing thing, is all I can say. Because like people don't like driving storms, and they're like, that's my job. So plus it's like driving a house down the road. But I'm telling you, it's the other drivers, man. It's the other drivers are, you know, everybody always says, oh, I'm a good driver of snow. But then somebody always says, yeah, but it's the other drivers. And it's like, yeah, you know, you just got to be careful of them. But, you know, when you're in a truck, it's almost impossible. Like you're aware of the other drivers. You try to stay away from them. You can be like thousands of yards away from a driver. And then either one will come up for you on, you know, one will slow down or one will go into a skid. And it's like, holy shit, man. I absolutely, like, I don't like people as it is generally, but I hate people driving vehicles when I'm trying to drive, when I'm trying to do my job.
So.
Gotta keep ranting, I'm sorry.
Do you have.
I'm a little sick, I got a cold, so I'm like, I feel like an old lady. It's like an old bitchy lady. Lost her cat.
One thing I've learned about comedians is a lot of them never have their own cigarettes. But you gotta fucking get in to fit in. So.
Oh man, are you still smoking or are you vaping?
I'm a vapor. But I will buy a pack of cigarettes every once in a while.
I thought you said you bum cigarettes from people.
No, usually I just buy a pack and then I just give them away to the other comedians just to try to fit in. Like I don't even. You know, I figure there's a chance I'll have 20 interactions that night. So
is that the way you're interacting with people? Is basically bribing them with fucking death?
I mean, I don't even really bribe them. I just kind of pull one out. And as soon as you pull one out, they're like fucking vultures, man. There's five of them right fucking around you. Because, you know, they're actually like real comedians. They're struggling.
It's like the new guy at rehab. Since I've been to rehab like 15 times, no, the new guy at rehab never has cigarettes.
Oh, really?
He doesn't have them. Yeah.
Okay,
He didn't know not to bring them in, or he's coming from county, and he has to do like 30 days or whatever it may be, so he's tapped out.
Okay, now since you've actually been to rehab, I like to go two ways with this. You could tell me a serious story, or you could tell me a joke. Can you do one of the two without telling me what it is?
Yes, I can.
Let's hear it.
So they have head count, and then you have... your morning talk, and they ask you how you're doing today. And so they're going around the room asking everybody how they're doing, how they're feeling, and, you know, I say, of course, I feel like fucking absolute shit because I'm withdrawing from stuff that I should not have in my body, but I should have in my body right now at the time to make me feel better. And the one, like, I guess orderly or, you know, person at work comes in and goes, who took a shit on the top of the toilet this morning? And there's 30 people in the room, and everybody looks at this guy like, who took a shit on the top of the toilet this morning? Like, first of all, if somebody did take a shit on the top of the toilet, would they admit it? Of course not. But this guy is pissed off. I guess somebody took a shit, right? Like, not on the upper deck of it, but on the top of the toilet, like, by the handle, took a shit. And I don't know if you know about, like rehab, like, when you're going through it, your bowels loosen up because, you know, if it's opioids or whatever that you're addicted to, fucking, they bind you up. But once you're off of them, you cannot, you, so your asshole's like a salad shooter. It just shoots out whatever. So, from what I understand, it wasn't like a ploopy ploopy poop. It was shit all over the place. So the guy goes, you know, who took a shit on top of the toilet? And this girl raises her hand and says, I did. So she admitted to taking a shit on the top of the toilet. You know what her excuse was?
What was her excuse?
I'm detoxing. So obviously that was a true story. If you're waiting for something funnier to come out of that, and there isn't any.
It was a true story. I'd like to talk to you about something about promoting the show, because you know I've been talking to you recently. We got to figure out a way to get this out here.
Yes.
Now, I'm doing this thing with Buffalo, and I'd like to run an idea by you, talk it through, and see what we got. Because one thing I know about this Buffalo team is that they're going to win the national championship. And one thing I know about this Buffalo team is that they're just a bunch of great kids. And the kids that go to Buffalo, they're great kids. And head coach Nate Oates, he's the best. They got robbed versus Northern Illinois. And I know that people are pissed off or whatever, but this team's going to be all right. And I want to show the school that I still support it. So you know what I want to do? I want to feed the kids. That's right. I want to feed the kids at the University of Buffalo. I got some logistics I got to try to figure out. But follow me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins, or follow the podcast, at Benny Lake Laughs. And I'm gonna figure out a way to feed the kids in Buffalo. You know, maybe we'll gotta work it out. You got any idea? What do you think? Do you think this could work?
I think it'll work, Benny. I know kids like to eat. I think you got it. I think you can do it. I think you can do it, Benny. Feed the kids, Benny.
Feed the kids.
Feed the children.
That's what this is all about. At first, this was about the basketball team. Now it's about feeding all the students at Buffalo. And then that's when I get my big fat head. Because really, you know, I don't want to make it about me. It's about the kids. But I'm just looking for a fat head. I made a $20 donation. Now I want to try to give everybody lunch. I want to buy you lunch.
God, you're right.
I want to buy you lunch. Okay? I don't know if I can buy the players lunch. It might be an NCAA violation. I'm not sure. But I want to help the kids out. I love the team. It's not about me. But if you could give me a fat head, we're shooting for February for Central Michigan. It's a game Saturday afternoon. I'll serve you lunch. You bring a fat head to me. That's all I ask. But, hey, go Bulls. You're still going to win the championship. Don't worry about that loss.
If you bring up that $20 you donated one more time, I swear it doesn't.
It's tax season. It's tax season. I got to write something off.
Oh, my God, Benny.
Because there's a thing. I heard, now, I'm not sure, but because I haven't done my taxes in 5 years, but I've heard that there's a thing on there that there's a question that says, have you done anything nice for other people this year? And under that, I'm going to say, yes, I gave $20 to Buffalo. And now I might be able to add that I bought some lunch. So it's all a write-off. So I'm cool with it.
Oh, man.
Fathead.
You and your motives, dude. You and your motives. You just want that fucking kids in Buffalo, man. Please just get him the fathead. Hold it up. Hold it up for like 10 seconds on a game. Just please. So we can stop. You know what? Oh, my God, if they do that, I'll never hear the fucking end of it. That'll be your magna opus. That'll be the greatest achievement of your fucking life.
I tell you what, not only you, nobody will hear. I'm going to do a 24-hour podcast where I just talk about, well, actually, a podcast won't work because we're going to need video. I'm going to start a YouTube channel and just play on loop by Fathead. Absolutely, you're 100% right. I'm trying to learn a little bit of Spanish, so I went to Rosetta Stone, and I found out it was a bunch of money, so I just did the free version, so it gave you like two words, and one of the words was azul, which means blue, but when I went to like tell other Spanish-speaking people about it, I kept going, azul, which means asshole, so fucking, yeah, so now nobody will talk to me.
I don't think they talked to you in the first place.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, I thought there was this girl that was interested in me, but every time her Spanish-speaking friends were around, she would start speaking to them in Spanish, and I have no idea what she was saying. So what I did was I learned the language. I got Rosetta Stone, and I learned the language, and I didn't tell her about it. So the next time her Spanish-speaking friends were around, I couldn't believe what she was saying. She called me a big nose, big tooth, bald, not talented, unfunny comedian.
Wow. Fuck.
Ooh, she thinks I'm a comedian. All right, guys, we've reached the point in the show where we're going to update the counter. We keep track of how many episodes I've gone without gambling. Currently, the counter is at 10, but let's update that counter right now. We are now at 11 episodes without gambling. Oh, shit. Nice. My Domino's is here. Sweet. Speaking of Domino's, hey, kids in Buffalo, students in Buffalo. I want to buy a lunch. I'm serious. So follow me at Benny Lake Wins on Twitter or follow the podcast at Benny Lake Laughs and get a hold of me and we'll work something out. I'm thinking maybe leave a review with a show on Apple Podcasts for me. Leave a good review and then just show me that you left a review and we'll figure something out. I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. I'm Benny Lake. Thanks for listening.